This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mary Tinder, founder of the Make Carlinville Beautiful organization. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Well, thank you. Good to talk to you, Rick.
Mary, we are today going to discuss Make Carlinville Beautiful's Governor's Hometown Award that you were recently recognized for, matter of fact, in just the past week. But before we get to the Hometown Award, I'd like to just have a moment with you for you to tell maybe those who aren't familiar with Make Carlinville Beautiful just a little bit about the organization, sort of what its mission is, and we'll go then to what happened with the Governor's Hometown Award.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, Make Carlinville Beautiful is really just a group of caring volunteers, and our main focus has been to beautify the city, mainly on the public grounds that the city owns. And when we started the project, we wanted to have a bigger purpose than that. So the bigger purpose led to planting all native plants, or 99% native plants, and pollinator plants, so that we could help to participate in changing the environment up a little bit. And so our plantings are specifically to attract bees, birds, butterflies, bats, and beetles. So we call that the five Bs, and that's the pollinating insects that so badly need our help right now. So in 2019, we started our plantings with some trees in the parks, and then we landscaped at the Amtrak train station. That was our first major focus, and Loretta Toffel was very involved in that, and some other people gave us plants from their gardens, and we were so successful with that that we decided there's no need to stop now. And really, that's what happened. It just took on a life of its own. We now have about 48 to 50 volunteers and that many sites across town, and with more being planned this year as we speak.
And we'll, a little later in the program, talk about some things that went on recently. We're very busy during the past week, but let's get to on Tuesday, April the 20th, it was a virtual ceremony, but it was the 36th annual Governor's Hometown Awards, and Make Carlinville Beautiful was recognized in that. And I'm interested in you telling us exactly how did that all get started, from the idea of whoever or however it was submitted to the point where you were actually on that program.
Okay. Well, it was very interesting to me too, because I think the process actually started in February, and my husband and I winter in Florida. So I had gotten a call or some sort of a notification that the community would like to nominate Make Carlinville Beautiful, and would that be okay with us? And so obviously we thought it was wonderful, because we knew it would be good for the community to be recognized, whether we won anything or not. And how it actually got started, I think it was conversations between members of the local Chamber of Commerce and winning communities, and probably the city of Carlinville itself. The application and the award is for volunteerism, but the award itself goes to the city of Carlinville. So I know that the city was very involved as well. And as far as what we had to do, there was an application that had lots and lots of questions that we had to answer about who was involved and what we'd been doing over the past year. And we were awarded, our category that we were awarded, it was in education. So that was so much fun for the governor's office and serve Illinois to realize that we were educating mainly our young people and ourselves and our community all at the same time, by going right out and learning the information we needed to know to do what was right, and then applying it as we go. So our award was actually in the category of education. So the award was submitted in about middle of March, and then when we found out that we had made it through that level, then there were four of us that were selected to give a live presentation. And when I say live, our part of it was live from our camper in Florida, and with technology being what it is, we were also able to be hooked up with Bill Link, who is an alderman in the city of Carlinville, and he's also been very instrumental in our work. and Mayor Sarah Oswald was there as a representative of the city. So we did a live presentation where we could talk to the panel of judges about our work and what we had done. And from that point, we heard nothing really until we found out we'd been chosen as a winner.
So in other words, they made their decisions at the level for the governor's award. You were given a little bit of notice that you would be recognized during the virtual program, though, correct?
Oh, yes, yeah. After we had been selected as a winner, then they, with COVID restrictions, obviously, there was no live ceremony where we were able to meet the governor and the team of judges or anything like that. And so on April 20th, there was a virtual ceremony, and we were recognized and were able to go to the Carlinville High School and actually sit in the STEM lab with some of the students that had been very involved in the work over the last year and watch the award ceremony there. So there were, I believe, 24 different winners, and the winners were divided up into population size. So, for instance, our award, what we would have been submitted in an area where we were in the same population area. I don't know what the brackets were, but in other words, we didn't have to compete against a city the size of Chicago. It was more on our own scale of population.
Now, you received that award, and the recognition came on Tuesday, and that happened to come on what was called Earth Week, which is just ended at the time of this recording for our Around Macoupin County program show. But you were, and your organization, were very busy throughout entire Earth Week, and you made many substantial, I guess you would say, plantings and stuff like that. And as you say, educationally, you were involved in an all-day situation at the school, and maybe you could talk about some of the things you did just during Earth Week, which also was when the hometown awards were given out.
Okay. It's been quite a week, I can tell you that, but it's been so much fun working with all the different community partners and organizations that wanted to be a part of it. It's just taken on a life of its own. But we kicked off Earth Week last Saturday, April 17th, with the new MJM Community Pollinator Garden, where we seeded the grassy trails. They're putting in a major garden that's just right next to where their new building is on the Shipman Blacktop. And that's going to be a garden that will be phased in over the next 2 or 3 years. And the community is very involved in helping them literally go out. We put our boots on and work together with the president of MJM and some of their employees. That happened on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the Carlinville High School Interact Club held a presentation called Bring the Pollinators Back. And different students gave speeches on what they thought was important for the people to know on planting for pollinators and habitat and that type of thing. And we also dedicated the sign that at the high school that was awarded actually last summer for another volunteer award that our community has gotten. And that was from Trees Forever. So we've dedicated that sign while the students gave presentations. The Xerces Society, which is our governing body for our Bee City USA, Carlinville has provided literature that was distributed to everyone in attendance. And then really the highlight of the whole thing is the fact that the Carlinville construction class at the high school and the FFA were able to very quickly help us meet one of our goals, which was to make some bat houses, because bats are pollinators too, and we love the fact that they can eat, one bat can eat up to 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour. So the FFA and the construction class made bat houses that are going to be erected sometime in the next few weeks or months in each ward in the city. So that all took place on Sunday, and Tuesday was what we were calling Tree Day, and there was a major tree planting that was by invitation only at Blackburn College because of the COVID restrictions. Nice presentation there, and the president of the college gave an incredible speech about trees that you could see on their website. And from there, we dedicated two more trees at Lewis and Clark Community College in honor of the educational leadership and just outreach from Vincent Genizio over their lives, how important they were to, and still are, and their family to our community. And yesterday was Earth Day. On Thursday, we had all of the primary students and all of the intermediate school students, all at one school, different presentations. It was held outside. It was wonderful how the teachers were able to handle the students, keep the masks on the kids, keep them distanced the way they would be in any other situation at this time. And they were able to learn about what is a bee city, why are we a bee city, and how important it is to provide the food and even good water for bees. Birds, butterflies, beetles, and bats. We talked a lot about all of those things. Illinois Department of Resources provided a presentation on bats and their importance, and that was done by Tim Gwinnan from Beaver Dam. Tree City USA, Carlinville, Tracy Billbrook and her sister Lori Hopping and Paul Mahalik provided some information on trees and discussed the tree walk that the community is welcome to take at Loveless Park here in Carlinville.
And we are coming towards the end of the show, Mary, but I guess one can say you guys make Carlinville beautiful, and as well as other, as you just pointed out, organizations like Bee City and Tree City are sort of interlayered. And what I was wondering is, for people who are interested in learning more about your organization or who would like to maybe do more with it, what are the contact areas?
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the reasons we call our group Make Carlinville Beautiful is because it's so open-ended. There's a million things that any volunteer can do and be a part of this, because anything that helps our community move ourselves forward and improves the quality of life, that's the kind of volunteerism we're talking about. So there's organizations, our civic organizations and youth organizations are all involved in this. And if they would like to be further involved in a specific group, we have a website, CarlinvilleBees.org, or you can even just give me a call and I can help you get connected with the right people, 217-825-9699.
Mary Tinder, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Well, thank you so much for helping us get the word out. We're very proud of our town, and we love it, including volunteers.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.